This is totally not Chanel, except it is. I'm so funny. Today I am doing Honey's Sleepy Time Questionnaire. Nobody asked me to do this. Literally zero people asked me. This was not a request from anyone. I just felt the need to do it. So not having a good day, not having a good night, I thought, I don't know, maybe it'll help me feel a little bit better. Who knows? I just need something to do. And yeah, so here we are. Today has not been the greatest. It hasn't been bad. It's been okay. Just, could have been better, you know? So, I've been coming through a little bit the past few days, months, years, I don't know, lost count. Like a month ago, I lost both of my jobs, aka my coping mechanisms. It was so much fun. Loved it at first, but now I'm over it. And also, I have no friends because I pushed them all away. Story of my life. So, anyways, we're going to answer this questionnaire. Before I start, I'd like to say sorry for any of you who listen to this because I have a very annoying personality, if you haven't already found out. And that was the apology. So, let's get started. I don't know if I was supposed to, think of these answers beforehand. Probably might have helped me, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to answer them. So, question one is, are you a night owl, or do you turn in early? I sleep pretty early, or I try to. It's 10 o'clock right now, which is, late for me. I'm usually asleep by, 9 or 9:30, but lately this thing has been happening to me where I cycle between being able to sleep very well, just not being able to sleep at all. And I think tonight might be one of the nights where I'm not gonna sleep. I don't know why it happens. It hasn't always happened to me like this. It's just something new. It started happening maybe a month ago where there'll be 3 days where I can't sleep. I'll sleep fine for a week, and then I'll have one day where I can't sleep, and then I'll sleep fine for 2 days. I'll have a week where I can't sleep, and then I'll sleep fine the day after. I don't know, maybe it's something I should talk to a medical professional about, but I'm not going to. And I like to sleep early because I like to wake up really early. I like to be up by 6:30 the latest, but ideally I like to be up by 5 or 6 for no real reason other than I just don't really like people, and I don't like waking up when everyone else is awake. I like to be up before everyone else so I can just relax by myself, you know what I mean? I don't want to be awake starting my morning and there's other people around trying to talk to me, or I need to listen to other people start their day, you know what I mean? I just like to start my day by myself. I like to be up early because I'm most productive in the morning. And yeah, I'm just a morning person, which wasn't the question, but I just felt I had to add that. So, question number two is, what do you like to sleep in? Actually, I don't like to sleep in anything. I don't like to wear clothes when I sleep. I don't know, it's just so much more comfortable to sleep naked. I don't know why. I don't care if it's summer, I don't care if it's winter, I live in Canada, the winters here are brutal, nighttime is extremely cold. Yes, I have a heater, but it still gets cold, and it doesn't matter, I still can't sleep with clothes on, I physically cannot fall asleep if I'm wearing clothes. Question three, does your bed have a ridiculous amount of useless pillows? Actually, I don't. I've never been that person who has, 5 pillows and sleeps on one of them. I have one very crappy pillow from Walmart that I've rebought 3 times because it's cheap, but it's such bad quality and it gets so flat in a month and my neck is always hurting. But yeah, I only have one pillow. I don't know, I don't really need more than one pillow. Did you have a favorite bedtime story growing up? If so, could you read us a section? I didn't, my parents didn't really read to me, they didn't really read me to bed as a child. but my dad used to like make up stories on the spot for me and tell me those, and they were always about like me, but like as an adult, just random things I would be doing. Like, I remember there's this one story he made up. I don't know why this is such a vivid memory, but there was one story where like instead of being like 5 years old, I was like 12 years old, and he couldn't find his keys. And then in the story, I found the keys in the kitchen, and it like saved the day because we could all go out. I don't know why I remember that story, but I guess those were my favorite stories growing up. It's just like the stories that my dad used to make up for me. But I do have a favorite bedtime story now, which is a story called Tom Kitten, and I can definitely read after I Google it. I don't know who wrote it. Oh, Beatrix Potter wrote Tom Kitten. Okay. Well, I can read a little bit of it. If I can find it. I don't want the whole thing. I just want a little bit of it. Okay, here it is. I'll read, like, I don't know, a few lines. I'll read the first page. It goes, "Once upon a time, there were three little kittens, and their names were Mittens, Tom Kitten, and Moppet. They had dear little fur coats of their own, and they tumbled about the doorstep and played in the dust. But one day, their mother, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit, expected friends to tea. So she fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them before the fine company arrived. First, she scrubbed their faces. Then, she brushed their fur. Then, she combed their tails and whiskers. Tom was very naughty, and he scratched. Mrs. Tabitha dressed Moppet and Mittens in clean pinafores and tuckers. Then she took all sorts of elegant, uncomfortable clothes out of a chest of drawers in order to dress up her son, Thomas." That was like 4 pages. I read way too much. But yeah, the first time I heard that story was on YouTube, and I was looking for a male voice reading bedtime stories because I was lonely and I couldn't go to sleep. And I came across one video of this man reading Tom Kitten. And then, I don't know, ever since then, it just, like, became my favorite bedtime story. Okay, 5. Did you have slumber parties growing up? If so, did you actually sleep or did you stay up all night talking? Actually, as a child, I never went to slumber parties. I never went to one and I never had one because my parents were so overprotective helicopter parents. I was allowed to go over to people's houses, but I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers, so can't answer that question. 6 is, do you sleep well with others? Do you cuddle or stay on your side of the bed, or do you steal the covers and take up the entire bed? I sleep pretty well with others. I mean, I'm not like a huge cuddler when I sleep because I sleep on my back, so it's like a little bit hard to cuddle. I mean, I can finesse it in a way where I'm like half on my back, half on my side, so that someone can sleep behind me. But I sleep pretty well with others. I'm not like a hog or anything, but I've been told that I roll around a lot, so maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. Story of my life. I think I'm good. I think I'm a good person to sleep with, though, like share a bed with. 7, what is your favorite sleepier bedtime memory, sexy or otherwise? Well, I don't think I have any, like, sexy memories, but my favorite bedtime memory is when I was a kid, I used to share a bedroom with my older brother, and, before he went to bed, he had this little routine where he would arrange everything on our desk, our dresser, and then he would tuck me in and, like, just spread the blankets nicely over me, and then he would give me a kiss on the forehead and tell me goodnight. So, I don't know, I guess that's my favorite bedtime memory. Number 8, would you read a bedtime story to your significant other? Yeah, I would. I actually really love doing that. I really like to read stories to other people. And actually, I think it would be so cool to, like, have, like, a series of me, like, just reading bedtime stories, which is, like, totally possible and feasible. Like, I can totally just do that on, like, Pillow Talk Audio or something, so I'm not really sure why I'm talking about it as if I can't do it. But, like, I would really like to do that. I should look into doing that. I just don't know, like, what to read. I don't really know what people would, like, want to listen to, you know? Because everyone has, like, different preferences. I don't know. I don't know if people have preferences for bedtime stories, but maybe they do. Number 9 is, do you sleep with any stuffed animals? Did you as a child? I sleep with 2 stuffed animals. I have a Build-A-Bear I got for my, I know, maybe my 6th or 7th birthday. Her name is Fiona. And then I have a big teddy bear, like a jumbo. Well, he's not a teddy bear, he's a teddy dog. His name's Frankie. And he has like a Christmas hat. It's a little bit ridiculous, but I sleep with him too. I just like, I guess, like the sensory aspect of it. Like feeling the fur, it's like very calming. As a child, I don't really remember sleeping with stuffed animals. It's only something I really started to do like as a teenager. I don't really know why, but maybe it's because as a kid I used to suck my thumb. And I guess that was like my comfort, and then I stopped sucking my thumb eventually. And so I guess I had to like switch to something else, and I guess I chose teddy bears. Okay, last question. Do you have any bedtime rituals? Well, after I like brush my teeth and wash my face and that stuff, I always do some yoga for like 15 to 30 minutes. I always just do some stretches. It helps me calm down, helps me relax, and helps me maintain my flexibility, because I used to do gymnastics, and then I quit, but I still like to, you know, keep myself flexible, I guess, so I like to do that. I like to read a little bit until I get tired, so I don't know, I'll read for like 10 minutes to 1 hour, it really just depends, but I like to read before I sleep. And then when I'm lying down, like, actually trying to sleep, I don't know if this is a ritual, but I always, do, like, a body scan and, like, relax my body, and I always count down from 30 to 0, always from 30 to 0, and, like, take deep breaths. I don't know if that's a ritual, but it's what helps me sleep. And then before I sleep, I like to just think about the good things that happened to me today. Like, I don't know what's happening. My upstairs neighbors are insane. I don't know if you can hear that. They're always dropping stuff on their, I don't know. It just happened again. Anyways, what was I saying? Before I go to sleep, I like to think about all the good things that happened to me today, like all the things I'm grateful for. And I like to think about all the things that I would like to happen to me. Like, I guess my dreams and stuff, like, my desires, I guess. I don't really know if that counts as a ritual, but that's what I like to do before I sleep. And yeah, those were the 10 questions. I don't know if anyone has listened to this. And if someone did listen to this, I doubt they listened to the whole thing. But if you're here until the end, thank you for listening, I guess. I hope you enjoyed me rambling about sleep. And I'll talk to you next time.